What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Incoming Discussion with your hosts, me, David, and him, Jacob.
Hi. Right, Dave, what are we talking about today?
Microsoft!
Microsoft? Microsoft Game Pass.
Indeed.
I'd say it's one of the best things to ever come out for the Xbox.
I feel like Sony have also been shitting themselves for a while because of it.
It used to start with Games with Gold, didn't it?
A long time ago, yeah, it was Games with Gold. You'd like, if you subscribe to Gold, you get
free games.
I think it used to be like just one game, and then it was two, and then...
I think it used to be three, but the third one was always a backwards compatible.
Yeah, that's what I was getting to, and then... Once the next gen came out, they did two recent, one old, or it was, I think it's like a mixture. I can't quite remember.
Yeah, I remember it being Star Wars Force Unleashed 1, and that was Champion.
Oh, was that one of the games of Gold or Game Boy?
Yeah, back when they were doing the old, you get an old game as well.
Wait, Force Unleashed?
Yeah, that's the one where you're pretty much like a roided up anti-Jedi, not
awesome.
Sith.
I think
it is so good.
I think it's that game where if... you had it on Xbox, you got Yoda, or am I thinking about Soul Calibur? I could be thinking about Soul Calibur.
Yeah, I think you're thinking about Soul Calibur, because they added Yoda and Darth Vader in the game, didn't they?
Yeah, and I think you could, if you had the Sony version, you got, well, the PlayStation version, you got one character, and you got the other character if you were on Xbox.
Yeah, I think Yoda was Xbox, and then Sony was Darth Vader.
Darth Vader, yeah, okay. Yeah.
What's your, like, favorite game from the Game Pass, from memory?
The thing is, my memory's horrendous, but...
Yeah, I always find you on Xbox just playing weird games.
One of the ones I had a lot of fun with, even though, like, it's not a great game, is the Marvel Avengers, the Marvel game that came out not long ago.
See, I bought that on... Well, I bought that on disc, and then, like,
you bought
a few months later, got an Xbox that only does digital downloads.
Yeah. So you've not played it?
No, I've played it. Just it's like good, it gets right? boring after a while.
It does get very
it's so
repetitive.
Grindy.
It's extremely grindy.
And like the cosmetic stuff that you get, like the armor in game, doesn't actually change the appearance at all.
No, you can get skins and stuff, but it takes so, so long to unlock everything.
I like the story of it though.
Yeah, there's like that's what I mean. There's like some good sides of it, and there's like some real bad side of it. Like,
yeah, the grindiness is definitely a bad side of it.
Yeah, and I think they bring
also
out
the flying
characters.
Was bugged.
I liked some of the flying though, like Thor's hammer's the Thor's hammer.
Did you try flying as Iron Man?
No, not really.
It was like the worst attempt at flying, and there was no way to like stabilize yourself normally. There's like missions where you just fly around half the map.
So we played, me and my partner and Simon, who's been on the podcast, played quite a bit of that together, and the entire time. Me and Simon were just Hulk. Anytime, I think if you remember right, you have to go in like lifts and stuff to move into different areas. And we would just, you could do this like thing where you like smash the ground. And every time without fail, we would smash the ground.
Well, you could both be Hulk.
Yeah, you can all be the same character, I think.
Or just all have four Hulks.
Yeah, you can just have, no, it's a three player game. You can all be Hulk.
See, I remember the best character, and that's Black Widow.
I don't think I played that much as Black Widow.
She literally just has like those two shock buttons, and she just, the DPS is insane. Like the move set isn't great. Like,
yeah, I think that's
you just shoot a gun or you take them down.
A lot of people are complaining that the DLC characters were just like reskins of like the other characters.
What were the DLC characters? You got Hawkeye.
Yeah, so I think in the end you ended up with like three different Hawkeyes or like variants of Hawkeyes. And I think, wasn't one of them Spider-Man?
Oh, dude, if they had Spider-Man, that's an amazing game.
Yeah, I'm so sure that, yeah, Marvel Avengers game, Spider-Man DLC gameplay. But I think he's a reskin of someone else. And I think people are getting pissed off about that. Oh, no,
that's just lazy game creation.
There you go, Marvel Avengers PlayStation exclusive Spider-Man DLC has no story missions. How annoying. It's only on PlayStation.
So it's just a playable character?
Just a playable character on PlayStation.
So you spend that money just to play, and it's only PlayStation?
Only PlayStation as well, I think.
Oh, God. That's one thing that I hate, is the PlayStation onlys, or
yes,
the Xbox onlys. And it's getting worse because Microsoft have bought out Bethesda.
Yes, they're putting the squeeze on Microsoft, and Microsoft have only one way to hold some of the market, and there's That's was it exclusivity rights? All right, yeah. So apparently, April was just telling me that Spider-Man is just a reskin of Black Widow.
Oh, but Spider-Man's completely different.
He is, but he's just reskinned Black Widow. So I think he has like all the same moves and stuff as Black Widow.
Oh my god! See, yeah. This is what's wrong with like games now.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's so just annoying. Lazy.
Yeah, yeah.
And exactly. I get it takes ages to make a game, but I'd rather wait like 5 years for a good game. And get a shitty one in two.
Exactly, but I think people actually waited a very long time to get Spider-Man. It wasn't like, oh, it came out and released. I think it just came out. Initially planned for early 2021. Finally, right. Oh, there you go. It was meant to come out in early 2021, but arrived in Marvel Avengers on the 30th of November.
Right, so you've had how long to make a playable Spider-Man character?
And they just reskin another character that they've already made. That is so, so lazy.
Yeah, this happens. Do you not remember Cyberpunk and No Man's Sky?
I love Cyberpunk, but I did not like No Man's Sky.
Well, No Man's Sky was meant to be like this procedurally generated massive galaxy.
Exactly.
But in the end, all you did was just, it was basically a bad Minecraft with spaceships. Because in Minecraft, you can like take the blocks you've got and like recycle them.
So I never played that game when it first came out. I played it when, like a few months ago, when they were basically saying, oh, it's gotten much better and like they've improved loads of stuff. Yeah, it's still boring as hell. I find that game so, so boring.
Yeah, well, I remember originally it's multiplayer online, right?
Yeah, it's basically multiplayer. You can group up people and you can also find other players.
But back in the day, apparently it was really improbable due to like the procedurally generated or way it was procedurally generated to find another player.
Yeah, it did seem, yeah. I can't remember. It's so long ago.
So in the end, it was like, I don't know, probably like 40 hours before you found someone else. And then what do you do with someone else? Nothing.
Yeah, I think that's what me and my partner found. It's just got very boring very quickly. And you just sort of like go into a planet and then grinding materials.
Yeah, that's the whole gameplay.
That is it, yeah.
I think they've added like monsters now to fight, but there's no like quest system.
No, at least
there's no actual story either.
I think that's like people say Cyberpunk's bad, but at least it had a fucking story, and like it's got better over time. And they've like they're still announced DLC. Like there's meant to be DLC coming up for it.
Yeah, but I think they're moving like video game developers away from it, or the developers moving people away from it after its bad reception, because they also make Witcher. CD Projekt Red.
Yeah, so what they've done is they've pushed Witcher and they are making the DLC for Cyberpunk.
Oh, I thought they removed people from Cyberpunk to work on Witcher.
Yeah, I think that's what they were initially going to do, because they were going to, I think there was like talks that they weren't going to do the DLC, and now they've announced the DLC and they've got to push people from Witcher.
I'm not going to lie, if Witcher is awful,
so you're on about, they're done. You're on about a new Witcher game, or you're on about the remastering they're doing?
That's one thing that annoys me, right? Let me talk to us about this.
Okay, here we go.
Stop
we go.
Just remastering games.
No, because like some games, they actually do a really fucking good job on it.
Okay,
like,
yeah, I've seen Lego. Lego looks amazing.
Yeah, and I'm probably going to end up buying Witcher 3 if it looks
But look
good.
At GTA.
GTA was like, horrendous. That was so bad.
Essentially, all they've done is try to make it fit on new consoles. But the new consoles are like 20,000 times more powerful than whatever you had back in the day.
I would also say that the new Diamond and Pearl remakes are kind of bad as well.
Meh. I don't know. I liked it. Underground was great.
Yeah, but they didn't. Okay, so the way Diamond and Pearl worked was that Diamond and Pearl came out first and then Platinum came out. And everyone just immediately knows that Platinum was the better game because it had like more story and stuff. And it had like better it was just better. But they took they didn't add anything that was in Platinum into the Diamond and Pearl remake.
Yeah, but what if they remake Platinum?
I don't think they will. I think basically they got, oh God, okay, if the Pokemon community listens to this, they're going to fucking hate me. But the way I see it is that they didn't want to do they didn't want to do Diamond and Pearl remakes, so they outsourced it, which is what they definitely did. They outsourced it to another company to make, but I don't think the actual Pokemon themselves wanted to make them because they didn't really need to be remade.
Yeah, but that's like most games. Most games don't need to be remade.
I know, but like so much so that they just outsourced it.
They just try to give everyone like a nostalgia boner. It's the same with films. True.
Diamond and Pearl is not a good game in the first place.
No, Ruby Sapphire would probably have been the better games.
They've already done Ruby Sapphire.
What, remakes?
Yeah, Alpha Sapphire and Omega Ruby.
Oh, well, how did those go?
They are fucking awesome.
Well,
you've not really played that much 3DS, right?
No. But what about, like, I'm talking like Switch, like latest gens, if they made Ruby Sapphire on the Switch?
I think that they should just port over the games, the 3DS games, to the Switch.
See, my friend told me the other day, he's like cracked his Switch.
Yeah, you can. You can hack it with Lumos or something.
Something like you've got to insert something into the Joy-Con and it brings up a weird Nintendo thing.
Wait, what is he trying to do? Just put like modded games and stuff?
No, so he can play whatever games from the Nintendo store on his Switch and doesn't have to pay for them.
Okay, there's ways to do that, but the easiest way is just to have modded software and you can just put the ROMs on it.
Yeah, I'm too lazy for that. Well, I don't know how to do it.
If you're that lazy, just download a 3DS emulator. There's only one good one.
So you have a Game Boy Color emulator on my Mac somewhere.
Yeah, I think I actually heard the other day that they're porting some Game Boy Advance games, I think, to the Switch. Part of that,
I didn't notice they were doing a lot of like backwards compatible Nintendo.
I mean, a lot of it is not great, but yeah. Wait, so going back to Xbox, what's good games that you remember playing on it anyway?
What, on the Game Pass?
Mm-hmm.
New Vegas, all the Fallout series is on there. I've actually been enjoying Fallout 76.
Oh yeah, I remember you saying that you're gonna start playing that. I saw you hop online actually the other day. I meant to ask if you were enjoying it or not.
You've got to like go into it with an open mind.
You 100% do, yeah.
You can't go into it thinking this is awful, everyone said it's awful. You can remember why it's awful and you can see why it's awful in certain places, but like
they have improved overall quite a bit.
It's a 6 out of 10.
How much have you played of it? You played a lot or just a little bit?
So I did the NPC quests that they added.
Okay.
And it's not long. You could probably do it in a session for like what, 8 hours?
April's played quite a bit of it. Like she sunk, but she said you get to a point where you can tell that the game is hard to play.
See, I'm getting the thing that it's just constantly easy unless you go into like a higher area. So I accidentally got like a quest and this was weird. It just popped up with defend this place. And I was like, okay. And I find like a random level 6 and he's been attacked by like 50,000 scorpions.
So you're playing with like, other people?
Right. I'm playing with one other guy. I'm playing with my buddy Jack.
Okay.
But he has no idea. So like 9 times out of 10, I'm just there trying to figure out what both of us are meant to do. Also, quests don't update.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. The quest... So if you're all in the group and you're all playing together, the quests don't stay the same for everyone?
No. So if like I do one part of my quest and me and Jack are on the same quest, we then have to go back and redo his part of the quest.
Yeah, it's so counterintuitive.
Rather than group rewards, group
exactly.
quests.
Exactly. It's instead of it like being like, oh yeah, let's have some fun and play with your mates and that. It's like you're basically making people play like... There was 3 of us when we tried it. So I need to do the mission 3 times. No, I don't want to do that.
I just don't understand why they can't get the quests all to update.
It's super easy together. To lose your partner as well, because the minimap is really small.
Oh, no, you can fast travel to them.
Oh, okay.
And if you're within a certain distance, it's free. And if you're like...
Above, yeah.
Yeah, otherwise... Although, this is one thing. It costs money to fast travel in this game now. Why?
Yeah, never used to.
Yeah. What am I using that costs caps? Also, the loot makes no sense either. Why are you dropping me like, they'll be like, oh yeah, here's like level 30 gear that you can't use yet. Okay, why do I have it? What is it? What does it do?
God, excuse
why
me.
Do you keep dropping me power armor parts when I don't even have a frame?
I mean, I don't know if we can go along talking about Xbox and Game Pass without saying like, it's kind of awesome that when a game comes out and Microsoft owns the studio, that fucker's coming to Game Pass straight away. That's fucking awesome.
Is the new Bethesda games, isn't it like Interstellar or something like that?
I can't remember which one it is. I know it's not coming straight to Game Pass.
It's like Space Fallout.
Is that the one Interstellar? Is that the one that they're not allowed to bring out straight away on Game Pass because they have Sony still have exclusivity on it?
No, Sony lost all their exclusivity rights. And also Interstellar is Bethesda.
Oh, okay.
And I don't think Bethesda had any deal with Sony. But so I do enjoy watching all like the PS5 kiddies go, oh, but Bethesda will release games for PlayStation as well. It's like, no, Not if Xbox don't want them to.
I mean, they will though, because Xbox want people to play as... I think now Microsoft don't see Sony as a real competition. Because
no,
the
there's definitely no rival there.
Because they're just like, we just want people to play games. We want people to just enjoy games. Like, they don't give a fuck what you're playing it on. Especially if they own the company, and then that company is releasing it on PC, Xbox, Switch, fucking PlayStation. They're going to be like, the market, you're going to get more money.
Yeah, but I don't understand why PlayStation haven't been doing that. Like, look at Last of Us, look at Ghost of Tsushima.
I don't know, mate.
It's just Spider-Man games. Like, 100% want to play all of those, but just do not have access to a PlayStation.
I mean, I have access to a PS4, but I only play, like, a few exclusive titles.
Yeah,
and it just does nothing most of the time. It's annoying.
I just can't be asked to spend that money on something that I'm going to use, like, once or twice, realistically.
I mean, I just like that, you know, Microsoft could just bring out one type of game that, and they could just be like, oh, here's an action, like, here's just Halo. But it's not, it's like, you get loads of, like, what was Mass Effect? No, not Mass Effect. What's that, the one where the dude's, like, blue and it had,
Dead Space.
No. Oh, God, I'm going to have to, Crackdown. It's got, like, Terry Crews in that. Like, Crackdown, like, when I got Game Pass, I'd not long had it. And then Crackdown, the new Crackdown came out. And it was actually quite good. I played it with 8-4. It was really fun.
See, I only played Crackdown 3, and that was because it was free 1 month. So I was like, I'll download this. And then you're like a souped-up cop, aren't you?
You basically have to do, like, missions and stuff. Yeah, Crackdown 3 was the newest one, I think.
Yeah, but you're like a police officer, aren't you? And you just run around. But it's like GTA-style police.
It's kind of like a GTA clone, yeah.
Did you ever play Saints Row?
Of course I played Saints Row.
Dude, the soundtrack, Saints Row 2, whenever you get in the cars.
Saints Row 2 is good. Saints Row 3 is good. Saints Row 1 is a little bit meh, but it's still good, but it just hasn't, the graphics that haven't held up, in my opinion.
Wait for the remasters, Dave.
I mean, I even like Get Out of Hell?
Which What's is like Get Out of Hell?
It's Saints Row, but it's like a spin-off.
I don't think I've ever played that.
It's good. Well, I like it.
Yeah, but you're like into weird little games. I always see you, like, you'll pick up whatever, like, Game Pass game that's like Marble Blitz.
Oh, damn right. Marble. Oh, you want about.
I didn't know if that was an actual game, but thanks for confirming that it probably is.
No, it's not Marble Blitz. Is it Marble? No, Marble something.
Marble Run? Marble Rush?
Oh, no, it's Marble FX or something like that.
If I just see you like 100%ing these little indie games.
I don't mean to 100% them. I just start getting really into it.
Or like weird puzzle games. It's like you just have a button on your Xbox, like download random game.
Fuck you.
And it would come up with like Bass Hunter. No, dude, not Bass. Bass Hunter 3.
All right.
Legend of the Big Fish Lake. And it would be like Dave just sat there playing it.
Yeah, why not? I give so many games like a try.
Fully immersive. Fully sat there in like a little vest with your little fishing lures on it, your little hat.
Low key, on Dreamcast, I actually have the fishing reel. I am that lame.
I just see you sat there like in your lounge ignoring April the whole day and she like texting you, like look at it and put your phone down. She's like, Dave, why have you been ignoring me for 3 hours? Oh, sorry, I was out fishing. It's like you just sat in our lounge.
You played...
Well, needs to get you a kayak.
You played any of the Forza Horizon games? And I don't...
Well, actually, that into racing.
What?
I've been told to play them.
I would say... Okay, so in my opinion, I used to really like the normal Forza games. I've played like 2 up till like 5 or 6, 5, I think. I've played quite a lot of them.
I was more Gran Turismo, but that was PlayStation.
As soon as Horizon... All right, Horizon 3, 4. Is the new one 5 or is the new one 4? The newest like couple are really fucking good and I would definitely recommend. And you got Xbox One S, like you should play the newest one. It's free on Game Pass. Well, I say free, you have to get paid for Game Pass. Well, it's on Game Pass. Like,
is it like open world or you can just drive around?
Yeah, you can just drive around in open world and you can like see other players and you can like join like a little crew and like all drive around together.
I'll tell you what, I'll download it, I'll see what it says.
You can play on, yeah, just join like the Horizon and you're like, you... There's loads of like cars. There's shit loads of cars. Like anything that you like, you can download like cool skins and that. Like, you know, like paint.
But you have
jobs
to pay for it. Is it like pay?
No, it's free. It's all free.
No, but what about like pay for skins and stuff?
No, yeah, it's free.
Oh, dude.
People make them. You have to.
I'm liking the sound of this.
You have to pay for some of the cars.
Oh, I'm not liking the sound of this now.
Most of the cars are free.
Do you remember a game called The Crew?
Of course, I remember. Yeah.
See, all my friends were like, "You should play The Crew. It's got the whole map of America." And then I'm like, my dudes, in 20 minutes, There is no way I can drive from one end of America to the other end of America.
Yes, you can.
It's not to scale. And they're like, yeah, but it's every state.
Are you a big
it's
fan
not
of,
to scale.
Have you watched Top Gear?
Yeah, I love Top Gear.
Okay, original Top Gear, not newer Top Gear.
Yeah, yeah, no one watches newer Top Gear. If you listen and you watch newer Top Gear, you're not a fan of us. No, I'm kidding, you are.
There was an episode, I don't know what you remind me of, but there's an episode of that where they try and drive across the UK in a day or in like 6 hours or something. It was like, oh, it was sunrise to sunset or something like that. And they started like on one side of the UK at sunrise. And by the end of the day, they had to be on the other side.
Are you talking north to south or like east to west?
East to west.
That's doable, surely.
Yeah, I think they chose like the narrowest part of the UK, but they did it. They did it. And it was, oh, I actually thought it was really cool. Like, it's cool. I used to like all the weird challenges. Like, you know, the ones where I think like Hammond and May were like using public transports. It was like Hammond was using public transport. May was using like a fucking like a steam train or some shit.
No, I think this Clarkson Japan was driving. Episode, isn't it?
There was one when it was like that. And they were all like trying to get to a destination and seeing who's getting there quickly.
Yeah, I think it's the Japan episode. Because I'm pretty certain James May goes on the bullet train.
Have you seen the one where it's one of those episodes and like Hammond is riding his bike and he absolutely eats shit on that this really expensive bike? I think
he always does that.
He goes over some tram crashes. Lines. He does. He crashed so hard. He ran over tram lines. And he ate shit. I was like, God damn, dude.
Do you see the one where he's doing a race in Austria and he's driving some like $3 million electric supercar?
Is that the one he sets on fire?
Yeah, he just like goes off the edge of a cliff. or like a narrow hill.
But
it's always him, though.
Top Gear have like little challenges in that. In Forza Horizon.
Oh.
Well, they did in the older games. I don't know if they do in the newest one, but in like 3 and that, they had like, one, like they were, you know, endorsed.
I mean, I'll give it a look in. I probably still have room for it, unless it's like a 1 terabyte game.
What about Gears in that? You found a Gears?
I used to. The last Gears game I played was Gears 3.
You not play 4 or 5?
No, Dave, I'm just getting back into this gaming thing. I had a girlfriend for like the past...
That's not an excuse.
10 years of my life, shit, 9 years of my life.
That's such a bad excuse.
And unfortunately, I thought, you know, I'm going to spend time with these people. So I neglected the gaming side of me. But I'm coming back into it. Coming back with a bang.
You need a partner that likes gaming as well. It's fucking easier.
Yeah, but they're harder to find. I mean, I'll give it that. Any partner is hard to find, Dave. You kind of just got to go with what you get at this point.
I mean, it depends on how desperate you are. If you just go out in Boscombe with a tenner, you'd probably be all right.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not super desperate. Oh, confirmed, by the way, that girl was my stalker.
Oh, no. Oh, was she actually?
After about 8 different people sent her, like, follow requests, she, like, changed her profile completely.
Oh, no, dude.
Like, deleted every post on it except one. And then she also changed, like, her profile picture. It used to be something really random. Then it was a picture of her. And I was like, have you sussed us out yet?
Yeah, just get caught on to you.
Also, I've gone with Ghoster. You know,
yeah, probably a good way to go. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah,
probably
she hasn't tried to catch me up.
Messaging her is probably the wrong choice.
Yeah, I've kind of left it. Kind of just thought, you know, is it worth my time? She's just, that's one thing about dating. And I know we keep going back to it. Last episode was about dating. Girls are just too keen too fast. I don't trust it. Why are you too keen? Like, where's this
come
from?
They don't want to muck around. They just don't want to muck around, mate. They just want
to... Like, we can't go from talking to, like, from, like, 2 days or be like, oh, hi, yeah, how you doing? Or just like, oh, hey, how are you?
Marry
and then
me.
2 days later, it's boom, come see me right now. It's like, no, I'll, like, schedule a time to meet you or whatever, but just don't overly force it. It's kind of off-putting.
It is a little bit, yeah.
And, I mean, I'm no catch, so what the fuck's going on here, lads?
So at the beginning of the episode, towards the beginning of the episode, you said about playing Star Wars Force Unleashed.
Oh, dude, it's so good.
Have you played Wars Jedi Fallen Order?
It was good, but very repetitive.
What, Fallen Order? I really liked it. I want them to make more.
I think they are making another one. They added a DLC not long ago, a free one.
Can I give some recommendations to people to play?
Yeah, go for it.
You played Hellblade, because that game,
no,
the second one coming out, Hellblade, sit there with a pair of headphones on, decent pair of headphones, you will have the best time. I guarantee you, it's like a psychological, it's like she has psychosis or something, and basically she has like voices in her head, and like, I don't want to give away too much, but yeah, it's just good.
And the best thing for that is to give her a bladed weapon.
Basically. She's also a Viking, I think.
Right. I mean, I'm sold.
Yeah. And there's a second one coming out soon, I hope.
What about Dead Space? You ever played Dead Space? Seeing as we mentioned it earlier.
I think I played some of the first one. Is that the one where you're like on a ship or something and there's like aliens attacking you?
Zombies.
Do you have like,
well, like some, alien zombies?
Do you have like, is the front cover like some dude with like a metal mask thing?
Blue face mask. Yeah, you're an engineer.
Yeah. I played some of the first one.
It's a lot of jump scares.
I think that's why I didn't like it. I'm not really into like horror-y, jump scary stuff.
See, I just thought I'd give it a go because I was like, oh, this looks quite highly rated. I'll play this. And then it was like, every 2 seconds you're looking down a corridor going, nope. Realistically, if you were this dude, you're not doing any of that. You're getting out of there.
Yeah, it's running for it.
That's what I don't like about horrors and horror games. It's kind of like, do we have to do this?
So I'm gonna
really?
Yeah, I know. Like, the jump scares just annoy me. Like, I think I didn't like Resident Evil because of that as well. But the old Resident Evils used to have like unnecessary jump scares.
I don't think I've ever played a Resident Evil.
Yeah, you're not really missing out. That's gonna bring me hate. Yeah, but
all right, if anyone wants to hate Dave, at us on Twitter.
Do it.
I'll screenshot every tweet.
Come at me, bro.
That's it. Come at Dave, Twitter.
I want to recommend something else. Okay, it's a game I've not actually finished myself because it's like a rogue game. I think it's kind of like a rogue-esque game. I'm not that much into them, but the gameplay is really good, and that's Hades. If you haven't played that, that's a really small game as well. It doesn't take that long for that.
Bees.
Hades.
Hades. Oh, yeah. What's it about? Is it just like a Greek mythology slasher?
I'm
just going
to read the wiki because I am fucking terrible at describing stuff. Hades is a roguelike action, a dungeon crawler video game developed by people. you basically control this guy who is the son of Hades as he attempts to escape from the underground to reach Mount Olympus. And I think as you like progress and die, you get like better weapons and like unlock better stuff. And you get,
is
like
a dungeon crawler? Is it like Diablo?
No, it's like because it's a rogue like dungeon crawler, basically you die and then you start, I think it's like a randomized dungeon again, and then when you die you start another randomized dungeon, and you're basically it says here that you're trying to get to reach Mount Olympus, so at some point I guess you get to Mount Olympus. I did not. I died too many times, but you get
I can do that.
I'm like, yeah, it does take, it's a bit of a grind, but like the gameplay was superb. It's just like, it's not my sort of game type, if that makes sense.
See, I'm finding like a lot of smaller games companies are just doing way better than the big games companies.
Yeah, so like, that's a small games company. And like the game is fucking great if you like rogue games, which I don't, but I respect it. Like, it's good.
See, I don't know what rogue games is.
Rogue is just where you like, you play and then you die and you reset. You basically reset, but you get...
But it's different every time.
Yeah, so like in some of them you'll die, but you get to keep like the coins, say you earn, and you could put those like, oh no, yeah, okay, it's like starting at level one and you do a dungeon and then you die, you lose all your gear or your armor, but then like you keep your level. So say you earn, you've got to level five, you would then be level five and you could spend those experience points on like better health or better defense or higher
to try and like level up to try it again.
Yeah, and then you try again and then you'd be trying like a new dungeon, but you'd be level five and then you'd have to go and like find weapons and stuff again. Hades is similar to that, but then you get to choose the weapon you want to start with because you unlock it in a previous dungeon. Hades, if you're going to play a rogue game, I would suggest Hades as a starting point because it's not hardcore like some rogue games are.
Yeah, I get you. I think they need to bring Witcher out on Game Pass now.
Is Witcher not on Game Pass already?
It used to be, but it isn't now. Yeah, you used to have Witcher and then Wild Hunt, or Witcher 3 rather than Wild Hunt.
Because I could have sworn as well, like one of the games I think they took off was, I think they used to have Borderlands 1 on there, and I used to really like that game, and I wish they hadn't taken it off.
Yeah, but when they, say you've got it like installed on your device or whatever, like your Xbox or your Xbox One S, when they take it off Game Store, do you then lose the game?
Yeah, so basically, it will still be installed, but when you try and play it, it'll be like, yeah, you need to buy the game.
Oh, well, that's peak. Good thing I just play games that nobody wants to buy.
But also, though, usually if it's on Game Pass and it's coming off of Game Pass, the game's usually on deal. Like, as it's coming off Game Pass, you get some money off. So you could buy it if you intend to play it.
Yeah, but games like 76, I'm not buying it. I'm sorry, I refuse.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
For a free game, it's great. For, like, if I had to spend at least a fiver on it, no.
Well, actually, while I remember, there was a game called, I wanted it for the longest time, but it wouldn't come down enough. Like, I didn't want to, you know, like when a game comes out and you're like, yeah, I'd be interested in playing that, but I don't want to pay like 50 quid for it or whatever.
Yeah, that Phoenix game.
Yeah.
I still refuse to play for it.
One of the games I wanted to play quite badly, it wouldn't drop down in price. And I was like, oh, wait, it might come a Game Pass. It might come a Game Pass. And it finally did. And it's still on Game Pass now, and it's called Maneater. It's...
Oh, the shark game.
So much fun. It's ridiculous how fun that game is.
Yeah, I see you on there quite a bit.
I haven't played it in a while now, but yeah, it's really, really fun. I would highly recommend that.
And you're just a shark?
You start off like as a little baby shark, and then you work your way up, and it's kind of like a little bit of a story to it, and like...
But you got to, like, eat people.
Yeah, you got to eat people, eat other sharks, eat other, like, you know, sea stuff.
I think you just need, like, Shark Simulator.
It kind of... actually, it's not really a Shark Simulator, but it's fun, and you can die quite easily.
You know how people... This is one thought I had the other day. You know how people make, like, mad rig setups to play, like, Flight Simulator?
Oh, where they make, like, little booths and stuff.
Yeah, and they, like, build the whole cockpit of a plane. Why hasn't anyone done that for Farming Simulator?
You know, no, people would be have. Sick. You know people have, though.
See, I haven't seen any of them. Can you imagine, like, you're like, oh, I'm going to go play my game now. And you go downstairs into, like, your basement area or whatever. And there's just, like, a tractor cab. And you open the door and then you turn the key. And then as you turn the key, it loads Farming Simulator. Come on, tell me that does not sound amazing.
Sick.
I would spend hours playing it. I have no idea about farming, but...
I do not like Farming Simulator. I don't know if you've played it or not.
No, I haven't. Is it literally just farming?
It is. It's really boring.
But why is it, like, really popular?
I don't know.
At least with, like, Flight Simulator, you can fly, like, around the world.
Yeah, exactly. With Farming Simulator, you just plant crops and rent combine harvesters and...
Yeah, but do you reckon if you played enough Flight Simulator, you'd know how to fly a plane?
I don't think so, because, like, you'd have to, like... There's no, like, force feedback to, like, the... get the feel of a plane.
Yeah, but when you fly, like, if you get a commercial license, don't you just get put in a simulator anyway?
Yeah, exactly. But I feel like you would know how to fly a plane, but you'd still need some training to make that step.
Right, so imagine a plane goes down, like, it starts, like, dwindling, and the pilot's knocked unconscious, and the co-pilot is too, and they ask, oh, does anyone on the plane know how to fly? If you've got enough hours in Flight Simulator, do you reckon you could stand up and be like, Burn 747? Yeah, done this the other day. Flight to Malta, lads, we'll be there in 40 minutes.
Oh, shit.
I just feel so bad trying to do, like, the announcements, because you have to be like, hi, ladies and gentlemen, this isn't your captain speaking. Unfortunately, he's taken a little ill. I, however, have over 2,000 hours in Flight Simulator.
Let's get to it. We can do it.
We'll be landing in 40 minutes. Sorry. But then again, if I played enough Farming Simulator, could I be a farmer?
Well, yeah, I think you'd have a better chance of being able to be a farmer than a Flight Simulator, surely, because being a farmer is just driving a car.
Yeah, but some people do, like, Flight Simulator and will sit and do, like, the duration of an actual flight.
Yeah, that seems terrible to me. I'm not going to lie.
Can you imagine, like, 7 hours on the Atlantic flight from Glasgow to New York?
Oh, so what do on your day off? I flew from Heathrow to some place in America.
Just went on a little holiday? Where'd you go?
Did a round trip to America?
14 hours. Would you get a jet lag, though, if you're, like, immersed in it? So you know the people that make cockpits and stuff. Do you reckon they would get jet lag?
Simulate jet lag.
Well, some people get PTSD off, like, shooter games. Surely you'd get jet lag off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, sure. You'd probably get fatigued playing Farming Simulator after a while.
Did you ever play Guitar Hero?
Yeah. And it is nothing like playing a guitar.
I used to play so much of that when I used to close my eyes to go to sleep, I would just see lights flying upwards.
And your ears would be ringing.
And I was just like, yeah,
when you open your eyes, you realize there's a needle in your arm.
No.
April's just been beaten to death. And you're just there like, I was the Guitar Hero.
Other games can I talk about on Game Pass? Oh, you play Outriders?
No, you told me not to play it.
It's really good. It's good up to a point where it's not.
See, you were like, yeah, don't get it. It's not worth it. Because I was like, I'm going to play it. And you were like, don't.
It's good up to the end. The end is just basically a massive grind that you can't... That takes a lot of effort. And I think I might have said not to play it because the actual game was fucked at one point.
Yeah, I remember playing COD. And then Craig used to just join me. Craig, the guy who did the Disney episode, Ladies and Gentlemen. And he would just complain nonstop. You'd be like, oh, I did this on Outriders. You'd be like, a shit game.
Just shut down instantly.
Yeah, like that game's not worth it. And I think that's kind of warped my view on it. Because when I was looking for multiplayer games to play, I was thinking, oh, I'll play Outriders. And then I think it's just like flashbacks of you and Craig just going, oh, it's not great. So I was like, I'll take your opinion into it.
Good until it's not.
Yeah, that's like anything. That's like heroin.
Okay.
For reference, we do not condone that.
No, don't condone it, but Jacob does it.
No, I'm just saying, like, it's all good till it's not. That's like the worst saying in the world.
That's not the greatest.
Yeah, it's all good till it's not. That's my last relationship. It was all good until it wasn't.
So it ended.
Wow. I think the bit before it was worse.
No, it's good game, but then I think they fucked around with like how like certain gears and like, because we were all going for like builds and stuff, and like then they released a patch and they like completely fucked with like how difficult the enemies were. So we stopped playing the game and then we went back to it because like they had like fucked with like some of the armor, and they were like, oh yeah, we fixed like the armor. So we were like, okay, we'll go back to it. We're playing and we can't like beat the basic enemies because what they've done is then they fucked the enemies and made them ridiculously strong. So then we couldn't play again. And I think we all just got bored of like waiting for patches for them to fix stuff they kept breaking.
Do you know what this sounds like?
What?
Cyberpunk.
You and Cyberpunk, man. You don't like it, do you?
Oh, my dude. I was hyped for it. I was like, yeah, I'm going to play it. It's going to be great. And I'm sort of the person... No, because I'm the sort of person that I'll wait a few days. It's like when a new restaurant opens in town, you don't go straight away because they're not up to speed, are they?
True.
There's going to be far too many mistakes. So I'm just like, I'll leave it for a little bit. So with Cyberpunk, I was like, I'm going to get it. It comes out beginning of the month. I'm going to get it end of the month. And then within like 4 days, I was like, nah. Our friend messaged me like, yeah, I got a refund. I was like, really? Did you see that? I think we mentioned this previously. The GTA remasters, Rockstar weren't handing out refunds for it.
Oh, were they not? I didn't know that.
No, they like every time you tried to get a refund, they would just direct you to like customer service, and then customer service would never give you a refund.
Did they ever say why it was so shit? Because like, have you seen the side by side like renders of like the old game and then like the new one?
No.
The old game looks better. It looks like a goddamn mobile game. It looks horrible.
Yeah, I don't know what happened with... I think Rockstar's... These big games companies that have been around forever, so like EA, Rockstar, Square Enix, CD Projekt Red even, Bethesda to a certain degree, they're just coming out of pure shit now.
Yeah, a lot of games just come out broken. It's so annoying.
And it's like, I think people need to start being more realistic with deadlines.
100%, that's it. Like, they should be like, oh yeah, we're announcing this game, but it's not going to be ready for like 3 years. At least then, like, people know, like people are going to be like expecting a fully finished game.
Well, that's what the new Star Wars game did. The new Star Wars game's developed by some Parisian studio.
Right.
But like, if you look at the release date, it's like 3 years away.
At least that's realistic.
It's like 2025. And it's like, really? A Star Wars Eclipse, that's it.
Okay.
But they did like a full trailer for it. Not like a cinematic trailer, not a gameplay trailer. And yeah, it's just, it looks amazing. We don't really know what anything's about, but...
Exactly. But at least that's a realistic deadline in the fact that when it comes out, we can expect a done game and hopefully not a fucked game.
Yeah, it says here 2027 or 2028. So five years.
That's fine.
I'm fine with that. As long as it's decent in 5 years.
Like... I don't mean to back it, but like, I've been playing the new WWE game, the 2K22 WWE. They took a whole year's break because they knew their quality of the games was deteriorating. And it was I think it was 2K20. It was so shit. There were so many problems with it. And then so they released this one, the new one, and they've actually improved quite a bit. Like, the gameplay is so much better than 2K20.
Is that an EA made game?
No, it's made by 2K.
Well, it's just themselves developing the game.
Yeah, it's made by 2K.
Oh, dude.
You know, like the people who make Borderlands and stuff like that.
Oh, I thought you meant like WWE 2K22 or whatever.
Oh no, so yeah, 2K is their own brand. They do like NBA games and stuff, don't they?
Oh no, I'd never heard of them.
Okay, well they do.
The only sports NBA game I know is FIFA or Madden, and they're both EA, and they're both trash.
FIFA? It could be FIFA. One of them, F1, or it might be F1, might be coming to Game Pass.
See, I don't know anything about F1.
That's terrible.
And it seems to be getting more popular, and I just don't understand it.
Well, 2K made Tiny Tina Wonderlands that just came out.
I've not heard of that. I know just Borderlands. Borderlands was sick. Borderlands
3 is... Yeah, so Tiny Tina is a spin-off. Or Borderlands.
Is it worth it? Is it good?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Or is it just really, another Borderlands game?
Well, if you like Borderlands, you're going to like it. But in my opinion, it's really good. It has like an overworld bit as well, which none of the other Borderlands really have.
See, it has like a good thing about Borderlands, though. It's the same gameplay, just a different story.
Exactly. So it's a new story, and it's kind of like, it has like its own, like, you know, goes to different areas, do missions, blah, 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 blah. But it also has like a view of the... So it's a you know, like Dungeons and Dragons, you know, you have a dungeon master with like their book. Well, Tina is the dungeon master basically. And they have this like 3D kind of like view of her like world. And like you walk around it in like an open world view. It's really cool. And you have like unlock new areas and stuff.
So it sounds decent. I'd probably play it.
I would highly recommend it. It's very good.
I just have too much to play. Yeah, I'm kind of there like, what do I do now?
Well, with Game Pass, as we're talking about it, you know, always something to play on there. Always.
Yeah, 100%. That's, like I said, it's probably the best thing to come out on Xbox.
Oh, yeah, it's really good. Like, did you do that thing where you upgraded your gold from gold to Game Pass for £1?
I think I pay, like, Xbox Ultimate.
Yeah, that's why I've got Ultimate. You, like, upgrade gold to Ultimate for, like, £1, I think it was, or one point it was £1.
Yeah, it was like a try thing, like 1 month to £1.
I remember right at the very beginning, I got like 3 years and upgraded my gold to Ultimate for £1 for 3 years.
Well, that's an exploit.
Yeah, of course it is. Gotta take advantage, my dude.
Yeah, but I'm not, like I said, I'm not smart enough to do any of this.
Oh yeah, because I'm the smart one. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Technology-wise, you probably are.
April's the one that finds all my good deals.
Yeah, but I don't have an April.
I'll pass on the good deals, mate. If I find good deals, I'll pass them on.
Yeah, send them my way. Right, on that note, I think we're going to end it.
Do it.
Like, subscribe, follow us on platforms, tweet Dave, well, tweet Incoming Discuss, and I'll pass it on to Dave. Dave will see it. At him for hating... Pokemon in general. Dave hates Pokemon, and... You should slate him. I want to see all the Pokemon fans come out in unison to destroy Dave. That means you're all listening to the podcast at the same time. And yeah, have a lovely week, guys.
Bye.
Bye.